Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, we have been discussing some time ago, like you helped a mother with some points that how she can help her child not to be much messy and how he can be disciplined. And now today we want to ask you how to make our children grow in an organized environment in total, like not just messing up things around, but just being good in all means.
Yes, that is important, that we need to teach our children being disciplined, organized, as you said, well-mannered, good behavior, everything is important. So, I mean, there are different ways of doing it. The most important thing, the starting point, is that we need to start with showing them respect and love.
Okay.
That the important principle is that, as we mentioned before also, show them respect, love, feel them, make them feel important, make them feel dignified.
Yeah.
Of course, again, in a humble way, they should realize the fact that they are creations of Allah Almighty. They are the most precious of creations, the most important things created by Allah Almighty. But then he also doesn't want us to become arrogant.
Yeah.
But we are important. We have Allah has given us a duty, a responsibility. We need to carry that out.
Yeah.
And for that, we need to inculcate in them self-respect, self-dignity, and esteem. And how do we do that? For example, when we talk to them, we should be talking to them in a very respectful manner, using the best possible words, loving words, words which show our affection, which show our love for them. So appropriate words should be chosen.
Exactly, like Prophet, peace be upon him, used to, she would call some women who were named Asiya, who he would say, it's better that we call you Jamila. So he would give better names to people around. And
exactly.
Always try to behave in a much better and good way.
When you ask your child to do something and he does it, thank him for it. Praise him for it. Show your love and your thankfulness. Show that what he does, even if he does it as a responsibility, even if he does it as a duty, even then he is to be thanked for it. So we need to be able to inculcate in that, in the person, in our child, thankfulness, being thankful to our, to ourselves, to our relation, relatives, to our other human beings. Then, as always, we need to, you know, if we want to teach him to be respectful to others, so when a guest comes to you, you offer him, you welcome him, you pay respect to him, you show your humility to him, to your guest, the child will also learn to do the same thing as you have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the role model is important. And then again, not only using nice words and good words, even the way you talk to him, the tone you used, as we said, is important. The words that you use.
Okay, so your chosen words should be very selective. And not only your words, also your tone that you use towards your child. Well, Professor, we'll be discussing more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Professor Salman Akhavi. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing, and Professor is helping us with something very important. Yes, Professor.
So, yes, we need to, as we said, selective about the words we use. Maybe we're using words at home which should not be used outside in society. And the child doesn't know the difference. He can't, you know, filter good words from bad words. So if you're not using the proper words, you're not using good words, you're not using nice words, when he goes out to society or when guests come to you, he uses the words which are not proper. So what was the reason for that? You had been using words which were not appropriate. And he learned them. And he didn't know what the difference is. Mm. And he uses the same words for others. So he becomes, people consider him to be a person who is not good-mannered. So that the fault lies in you, because you have been using words which shouldn't have been used.
And because words have impact.
Exactly.
They do have effects. They do have those energies. They carry those strong or worst feelings with them.
Exactly. So, I mean, many things, many words may not be bad, but they don't have a very positive effect on the other person.
Right.
So if you are well-mannered, if you are using good words, if you're using words which have a good literary meaning also, they have an impact, you need to be, that shows your personality, that shows that you're well-mannered, you're well-spoken, you're eloquent. So this is coming from you as a parent, that you need to teach your child to speak properly.
Yeah.
Because speaking is the most important way of communicating with others. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Al-insan makhbu'un tahta lisanih. Human being is hidden behind his tongue.
Exactly.
If he doesn't say anything, nobody can understand or realize what type of a person he is. But the moment a person starts speaking, the person who's listening to him can make out what type of personality this person has.
Even like Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, says in one of the hadiths that it's kind of the beauty of a person lies in his tongue when he defines what is beauty. So he defines that beauty of a person lies in his tongue. And definitely the way we use our words, because sometimes when we say something, it's very hard to take that back, or it's very hard to, sometimes we try to cover it by saying that, oh, I really didn't mean it. But when we say this can actually not erase the previous thing that we have said. So we got to be using very, very carefully our words, and we got to be very, very choosy when it comes to our kids.
So the words we choose, the tone we use, all of them are important. And that, if we learn to do that, we're not only just using our words and the tone is proper, it also has an effect on our inner development also.
Yeah.
We become more, we become confident. The words we use show our confidence, show our respect, show the respect which we have for ourselves and for others, and that we are able to control our feelings and our temper And how even if, for example, in a situation when we have been offended by someone and we tend to become angry.
Yeah.
Now, if we even in that situation, we are able to control the words which we are using, and if we can refrain from using abusive and, even bad words, then we are not only doing that, we're also controlling our temper.
Controlling our temper as well. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Now, listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavi. And Professor, you were saying that when we as parents use our words properly, we don't use a harsh tone. We're not only putting a good impact on a child, but we are also controlling our nafs.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there's a, relationship between our actions and behaviors, and one of the most important things which we do is speaking. And it has a relationship with the feelings which are there within us. The words and our actions and our behaviors that we are employing, apparently they emanate and come out and spring out from the feelings in us. And so the feelings are also affected. The feelings can, if the feelings are controlled, the outward behavior is controlled and managed. If that is managed, that helps in controlling the feelings also. So it's both ways around, and affect all both ways. For example, when we talk about weeping for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it is said that if you don't feel crying, but make a face that shows that you're not that happy. You're not happy. You're in a
state of sorrow.
So it's called tabaki. Show that you're feeling sorrowful about Imam Hussein.
Yeah.
And that will conversely may affect your feelings also.
Yeah.
So the zahir and the batin, both are connected.
Yeah.
So they have a relationship. So if we are able to do that in our daily lives, we can create a wonderful personality of ourselves and in our children also.
Exactly. We are not able to wear masks all the time. We have to be having a very clear picture on our face as well, the way we are thinking inside our hearts. Otherwise, there will be no difference between...
I mean, the mu'min is...
A believer and a munafiq.
Yes. Yeah. The mu'min is a person who is all the time showing off his good expressions, feelings.
Yeah.
Even if he is feeling very much stressed inside.
Okay. He gives out positive feelings.
But but even if he has problems, he's facing stress, difficult situations, but his expressions...
Tries to smile.
He remains, he smiles. بِشْرُهُ فِي وَجَهِهِ وَحُزْنُهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ The mu'min is a person who is always smiling, and he shows his happiness and pleasure all the time, but within he may have a great deal of sorrows and problems he's facing all the time. If we're able to do that.
So here we can't say that it's a hypocritic behavior. It's a quality of a believer to be like that, and we got to be developing that into our children, because what is more important is to spread happiness.
Exactly. I mean, basically, we should, the holy verse which says there are things that you may not like, but they're good for you.
All right.
And conversely, there are things which you may like,
but they're not good for you.
So although, I mean, you may feel bad about things, you may feel, uptight about things, stressed, but still maybe they're there for your goodness. So all the time we need to be thankful to Allah Almighty.
Exactly. So in all states, be thankful. Say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And we're going to be teaching that to our children as well, so that they also say this all the time. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. That was all the time we had for today. Thank you so much. Dear listeners, you were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.